USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former FBI Director Andrew McKay believes he was fired because he opened two investigations under President Trump. Without proof, McKay made those assertions on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Republican Congressman from Arizona Andy Biggs tells Fox News McCabe does have a credibility issue.
His credibility is always going to be questioned. And so I'm trying to figure out why he's kind of softening anything. But what he's softening really is always his role in what was going on. That's what he's doing. And that seems consistent with someone who hasn't really been truthful or honest to his own agency and to the American people.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place in D.C. and other cities today over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A former Democratic congressman finishes his prison term. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic Congressman from New York, Anthony Weiner, known as a serial sexter, is a free man now, but he'll have to register as a sex offender. That former New York congressman was released from Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, over the weekend after serving most of the time he was sentenced to, 21 months, for sexting with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. Released slightly early because of good behavior, according to officials. It's unclear where the 54-year-old Weiner is now staying, although reports have him either at a halfway house or under home confinement in Manhattan under supervision.
President Trump is set to address the political unrest in Venezuela during a speech in Miami today. The White House says the president will put more pressure on embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and ask him to step aside. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Residents of Stockton, California have been through a lot, from widespread foreclosures to the city going bankrupt. Starting on Friday, a bunch of Stockton residents will be getting a monthly payment of $500. This is known as a universal basic income. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She explains more about this program in Stockton on Fox News.
So they've created a very targeted, narrow program. It's not really a UBI program at all. What it does is it affects about 4% of the population in Stockton. It goes, this $500 they're giving out only goes to people below a certain median income, which is actually the opposite of a UBI program. A UBI program says everyone, regardless of income, regardless of employment, gets a payout. The thinking being that this gets rid of the disincentives for people who are getting aid to not find work. Now, in Finland and in Canada, they've tried these programs and they have found the opposite to be true. They have found that by paying people not to work, you don't create any incentives to attach people to the workforce anymore. So that creates some problems.
As far as if these programs work, Dupler says,
It's amazing to me. Proponents of a UBI program, they say that this is a way to get rid of inequality and to help people who can't work. But you look at the examples of places that have tried this that have really robust social safety nets, and they even say that this does nothing to try and correct those inequalities. And everywhere, Finland and Canada, as I mentioned before, that have tried these programs have canceled them because they have shown to be ineffective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.